Kavanaugh's in, Nikki Haley is out, the White House revolving door keeps on turning. Meanwhile, another scandal from out of the Trump administration leaves us all exhausted. Ed Blakely is a former Washington policy expert, now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Each week we have a chat about all the latest news and politics from out of the United States of America. Engage with us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. It's confirmed Brett Kavanaugh is the newest Supreme Court justice. Before these allegations came out about his past, Ed, and before some of the performance we've seen at the hearing, you did say, as far as a conservative voice on the court, Kavanaugh wouldn't be too bad of a choice compared to some of the other devils, such as it were. What's the feeling now?
Well, I think he has to amend to the American public. And I think he's sense enough to do that. So he's going to tread very, very carefully. So he certainly owes Trump. And if something comes up on Trump, either he'll recuse himself or he may take a very conservative position. I don't think he wants to tarnish his reputation any further. He's smart. He's able. He's not a Clarence Thomas who doesn't know the law. He does know the law, and he knows how his way around it. So I think for the next couple of years, he may be as good as you get.
Both sides looking to make this an election issue now. Democrats for obvious reasons. Trump, meanwhile, claiming that the whole thing was a conspiracy that proves Dems are unfit and too dangerous to lead. Both sides playing to their bases. How do you think it will go?
Well, all the polls thus far show that the Republicans have not strayed away from this. Their voters, it looks like they're going to vote. They're afraid they would not vote. They probably would have voted in large numbers had Kavanaugh not been confirmed, but that's been done now. They're not expecting to win the House, and they think they can win the Senate, which is a very different deal because it's a statewide office. So fanning up the base might be helpful. The biggest thing is the turnout. And what they're hoping is the Democrats just don't turn out. So it's going to be very, very tough for them to do much more. They're already downplaying the chances of their winning the House and saying that they feel very confident about the Senate. Well, I don't know what very confident is. The other thing that I've been saying all along, not all Republican senators are Republican. Mitt Romney is not going to vote for Trump's and Trump's issues, like on health care and on income tax and things like that. So I think Mitt Romney sees this as an opportunity for another presidential run. He has one more in him, and if he can serve a couple more years and look like he's even-handed, we may see Romney put his hand up again. Looking much more presidential than he did last time. So, and McCaskill, she's firmly in the hands of the Democrats on social issues. So is the senator from Alaska in their hands on social issues. So's several other senators who are running as Republicans, like the woman from Arizona, but will be much more like a Democrat. So it is not smart for anyone who's recently won office as a Republican to act like they're backing Trump. So the Democrats don't have to win, but it'd be very good if it was 49-51 or even 50-50.
And as one door closes, another one opens. The ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, has announced she will resign from the role at the end of this year. First thought, Ed?
Well, when you say you're going to resign, you're gone. What she's doing now is advertising for her next job, right? And staying on the payroll while she's doing it. You can be sure she'll be giving speeches for the Bank of America and Silicon Valley and the Kingdom of East Babong, etc., Japan, doing her rounds to raise a lot of money and come back as sitting on three or four boards that pay her several hundred thousand dollars a year. She is getting run for ready for the run for the presidency, and she's doing what George Bush did. When he saw the Nixon administration collapsing, he happened to be ambassador to the UN. And what did he do? He resigned. So he kept his powder dry. That's exactly what she's doing.
The timing, though, just weeks before midterms, seems a little bit odd. Any guesses as to why?
No, it doesn't.
No?
Think about it. If you quit after the midterms, it looked like you were fleeing. If you quit before, you'd say, well, the party was in good shape when I left.
I like that, Ed. That's a very cynical way of looking at things, but in no doubt,
some
other way
did.
Accurate. Yeah. As always, we are playing catch-up with the big stories of the week, because not long after we spoke last week, news broke Trump had received huge chunks of money from his father in apparent schemes to avoid tax, even when he was still back in diapers, and had dabbled in various dubious bits of behavior when it came to tax. Surely we're not surprised, though.
No. But what is a little surprising is he's been on his father's dole forever. He gets $2 million a year from his father's estate, which he never said anything about. He said he earned all his money. He hasn't earned a penny. His money comes from his father's estate. And he and his brothers and sisters are borrowed against that estate's real estate to build his real estate empire, much of which has been a big flop. So Trump, the great businessman, has been the great collapsed, bankrupt, ignorant businessman and a bumbling businessman. And if it weren't for his father's wealth, he'd probably be in on the dole.
In any other presidency, this would be huge news. Tons of ink would be written on a story like this over months and months. But here we are a week later, barely talking about it because of the scandal fatigue that seems to have taken over the presidency, taken over the media, taken over the American people.
That's right. This piece, though, is done by the New York Times. But you can be pretty sure this came from Mueller. As I've said several times, Mueller is trying to ruin his reputation and his status. He's not trying to get him impeached. And so he turns a lot of things over to the state of New York. And he couldn't turn this over to the state of New York because it was beyond the statute of limitations. So it gets leaked to the New York Times. And now the state will pick it up from the Times and run with it and have one more thing that the president has to be afraid of, because he can go to jail for fraud now. So the president, if the Democrats get in, this job will not be worth it. And Mueller will issue a report that points to everything, including, it looks like now, just recently released, there were some servers in the Republican campaign headquarters that were communicating with Russia through a Russian bank. No one knows at this point who was at the end of the servers, but it looks very suspicious. And this may be what Manafort is coughing up.
Certainly a lot of things out of this presidency have a bit of a bad smell to them. Sometime we're going to have to do an episode on every single scandal we've forgotten by this point in time. And we'll do a nice, like, 2-hour-long episode on every scandal that's come out of the presidency so far since 2016.
That'll have service through 219.
Hurricane Michael, I wanted to just touch on, striking the Florida panhandle, Category 4 storm with winds reaching up to 155 miles per hour. Ed, what's preparation likely to look like in the region?
They're not prepared. Well, they're prepared except because it's Florida, but the panhandle has never been hit by a hurricane. That's a little, when Florida goes down like a little snake, that's the backside of the snake. So they're not expecting hurricanes. That means that hurricane came around the snake's head and then up to hit this portion of Florida that everyone thought would never have any serious things other than a little bit of rain damage. Well, this one's happened. Their buildings are not built for this. They're not organized for anything that looks like this, so it's very bad. The very worst thing, though, is it's going to hit a lot of Democratic voters.
Very, very
concerning. The university is located there in Tallahassee. So there's a possibility here this will, in fact, suppress Democratic vote. Let's hope it doesn't, but that's what I worry about.
Well, no doubt we'll have more to look into next week. Speaking of voters, one final one on midterms. Key figure this week would be Beto O'Rourke in Texas. You said a few weeks ago, if he takes out Ted Cruz, then somewhere down the line we could be hearing the name President O'Rourke. He's looking awfully good this week. Any thoughts or anything else we might have missed on midterms?
No, I don't think so, but the real surprise here... And I would personally take a Democratic loss for Beto O'Rourke victory in the Senate, because this guy, when he's in the Senate, will be the kind of person that the nation can look to for future leadership. Unlike Haley, he really needs to win, and he can't dodge this bullet. But he's going to be a star in the Democratic Party for some time to come. I'm not sure where he's going to go, but let's hope he goes to the U.S. Senate. He's got it.
This week is 2SER Supporter Drive. 2SER relies on financial contributions from listeners just like you to keep us producing independent content. To be part of the stories, ideas, and music, including podcasts you hear from 2SER, go to 2ser.com/support. Every little bit is massively appreciated. Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.